return. Maybe faith like this has at least one practitioner. Rings up to the knuckles, sutures in the back. Take them back.
Everybody, and that is the last track for tonight. That was Fake Fruit with Mas O Menos, and I don't speak Spanish very well, so I'm sure I'm butchering the pronunciation, but I love that track. Before that, the newest from Father John Misty with Screamland, and man, I'm like hot and cold with Father John Misty, but I really like that track. That's a 7-minute track, and that was good. I liked it. That was Screamland. He's coming to Pittsburgh soon. Maybe this month or next month, he's playing at Stage AE. And we started off the set with the newest from Indigo D'Souza, and that was Wholesome. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed the show. Make sure you stick around. Quartz in Session with Eric is coming up next. And I will be back in a week, and I'll be playing more new music for you. And also, we do have an encore presentation of this show, and it is on Thursdays from 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. So, oh, actually, I'm sorry, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. So if you're up nice and early on Thursday morning, you can catch an encore presentation of this show. So Hey, everybody, have a great week. I will see you next week. Bye.
Charlie Daniels, you're listening to my buddy Eric Jackson Lurie on WRCT 88.3 FM.
Pittsburgh. You're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM, streaming online at WRCT.org. WWRO Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, time travel radio. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and this is Courts in Session, heard here every Thursday night from 8 to 10:30. Rock and roll, country, and soul are coming your way tonight, and we're going to have a ball. We got a real special show. You know, unless you've been living in a cave, tomorrow is Valentine's Day. That's right. Did you get the gift? Did you get the card? If not, you've got hours to go, guys. Let's make Friday a real good day for all of us. And not only is it a Valentine's Day special, playing music about love and happiness, but we're also going to do the other side of the spectrum, because Valentine's Day is not a great day for everybody right now. So we're going to have some great breakup songs as well. We're going to mix them all up, just like life. But then, a little bit before 9 o'clock, probably around 8:45, we're going to be joined by JoLynn Turner. JoLynn Turner of Rainbow, Deep Purple, Sunstorm, so many great bands that he has sang for, and he is one of the all-time greats, and I'm real excited. So keep it right here on 88.3 FM. It's going to be just a tremendous night. The first hour of tonight's show is brought to you by our friends at RemasterMedia.com. RemasterMedia.com is an online tool that can reprocess and optimize audio sound for internet and broadcast settings for both professional and personal use. They offer tools that can add depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to audio and video, as well as noise reduction features to eliminate buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. For more information on how to reprocess audio or video, you can visit RemasterMedia.com and find out more. RemasterMedia.com, our sponsor for the first hour of tonight's show. So let's mix a little Valentine's Day love with a great JoLynn Turner song. You know, back in 1988... Polydor Records had this absolutely phenomenal guitarist, but he wasn't the best of singers, so they brought in JoLynn Turner, and this song became this artist's biggest hit from a 40-plus-year-old 45. This is Yngwie Malmsteen with JoLynn Turner on lead vocals. This is Heaven Tonight, WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Okay, this is brand new from Luke Spiller, lead singer of the Struts. This track's called Love Will Probably Kill Me Before Wine and Cigarettes.
Love will probably kill me before cigarettes and wine. You'll find a way to end me before God could find a time. And take what I have and break it like that. Or rather go insane and go invade. Cause love will probably kill me before cigarettes and wine. But I don't mind.
Singer of the Struts stepping out on his own. Luke Spiller is his name, and track is Love Will Probably Kill Me Before Cigarettes and Wine. What do you think about that? Give me a call here at the station at 412-268-9728. 412-268-WRCT. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Let me know. I want to hear what you have to say. Before that, going back to the late 80s, The Storm, I've Got a Lot to Learn About Love. Before that, The Igster, Iggy Pop with Cry for Love. What a great single that was. And we opened up with some Yngwie Malmsteen featuring Jolynn Turner with Heaven Tonight. And if back in the day you were watching MTV, that song was just nonstop go. You couldn't turn on MTV without seeing that everywhere you went. Great, great tune. So imagine living in a world where you feel it's better to hide from the truth and face reality, where you gladly give up your freedom because acting on your own is too scary. Well, it's scary, but it's real and affects millions of us every year, because this is what it can feel like to live with an alcoholic. Anger, fear, embarrassment, hopelessness, but there is a way out. At Al-Anon Family Groups, they know what it's like to locate an Al-Anon or Al-Ateen group in your community. You can call 888-4-AL-ANON or visit alanon.alateen.org. To help them, you gotta help yourself first. So let's get into some Valentine's Day requests for Kathy in Fox Chapel. Going back to 1981, this is Greg Kinn with the breakup song, They Don't Write Them.
Down. and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Flooded vehicles from recent hurricanes will be flooding the used car market, so buyer beware. If you're in the market for a used vehicle, be on the lookout for flood damage and make sure you have a qualified mechanic inspect it before you buy. The free VinCheck service from the National Insurance Crime Bureau is a good place to start. Head over to NICB.org to check it out.
To report fraud, call us at 1-800-TELL-NICB. This is a public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on United States Deputy Sheriff's Association, please visit usdeputy.org.
Goodbye. You know you should be glad with a love like that. You know you should be glad.
Out to the gang at Rum Runners in Cape Coral, Florida. They've got WRCT on in the bar and they wanted some Beatles. She Loves You. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Listen online at WRCT.org. And before that, request going out to Rick and Cindy in Danville, Illinois. A little Charlie Daniels Band with Drinking My Baby Away. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. This is the Valentine's Day show. We're playing songs about love and how great it is. And we're playing breakup songs about how just terrible love can be, right? Valentine's Day is tomorrow. So get ready. And, you know, talking about Valentine's Day, what comes to mind? Viva La Mock and the Mockster, Friday nights at 9 p.m. 26 years, I believe. 26 years on the radio. Friday nights, 9 p.m. Playing the best and worst in indie punk, classic country, power pop, so much more. And tomorrow, he's got the day. He's got the holiday. Valentine's Day is all his, and he told me the Mock is going to be one of the all-time best. He wouldn't tell me who it is, wouldn't tell me what it is, but it's going to be a great Valentine's Day Mock. What is the Mock, you say? Well, every Friday night at midnight, the Mockster takes a theme, a band, and then takes bands and artists who are covering that theme or that band and does it at midnight. He's been doing it, we can say, for decades because he's old. Viva La Mock, Friday nights from 9 to 1 a.m. Catch it right here on WRCT 88.3 FM. So before the Charlie Daniels Band, some Pittsburgh rock and roll, The Cheats, on a beautiful 7-inch 45 rock and roll love letter. And we open up with a request for Kathy and Fox Chapel with Greg Kinn and the breakup song going back to 1981. So Courts in Session is about new music from classic artists you're not going to hear anywhere else on the radio. I challenge you. So much fun to play all these great artists that we grew up with that are making all this great music, including John Lodge. John Lodge from the Moody Blues. We had him on the show a couple months ago. Well, he's got a brand new single, and we're going to play it now. It's called Love Will Conquer All. And you want to keep it right here, because in just a few minutes, we're going to have JoLynn Turner joining us. WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
Dark clouds were closing.
Eyed Soul from One of the Masters. That was Really Loved from Joe Lynn Turner, going back to the 2005 Devil's Door album. And with no further ado, Joe Lynn Turner, welcome back to Courts in Session.
Court is in session. And once again, my attorney is present, Your Honor. So EJL, baby, good to talk to you again, man.
Brother, it is so great to have you back on the show. You know, it's been a little over 2 years since you've been on. And back then, you had your terrific album, Belly of the Beast, that just burned up the turntable here at the station. You've got a new song that is right now on the top of our charts. It is the most requested song, Courts in Session. And I am over the moon with this tune. Track is called Forever, with a duet with Maria Ilieva. Tell us all about it.
Maria. Wow. Well, first of all, I'm very thankful everybody really accepts it and loves the track. And thank you for promoting it so much, because that's very unusual nowadays with the computer-generated radio stations. But Forever was a song that I had written. I was in South Korea, and in my hotel room with an acoustic guitar. And I was just fooling around, and I wrote this song. And I went to a studio in South Korea and did sort of an acoustic demo so I wouldn't forget it. It's been kicking around for maybe more than 10 years, this song. So I was recently, within the last 2 years, I was down in Bulgaria, and I was invited to be a guest on The Voice, which, as you know, is a singing show.
Wow.
The Voice. One of the contestants was doing Street of Dreams and Can't Let You Go and a few others. So they flew me down there to sort of be a special guest and appear. He won, by the way, which was good.
Nice.
And at the same time, I met Maria Ilieva. Maria is a phenomenal, amazing singer, artist, writer in her own right, shall we say. And she's also a judge and a presenter on the show. She's gorgeous, you know, and talented. So you can understand where that's coming from. So when we met, we really hit it off great. We had some dinner, and she said, we should do something together someday. And we always wanted to do something, but to be honest with you, we didn't know what to do. So it kind of drifted away. And one day, I have to credit my wife, Maya, for bringing this up, because she said, that song, Forever, it's a great song, and it's perfect for a duet. She says, it's about love, and you need not only two people in love, but the world needs love nowadays. There's no love. The hate is overwhelming. Had to agree. Had to say, yeah, there's not enough love, silly love songs. And we called up Maria, and she said, perfect. Sent her the songs, loved it, and we started the process. So we brought it to life, and we did a Bulgarian version, which we were number one for 3 weeks on the biggest radio station. And we've got a real good chance of winning the Bulgarian National Radio Awards this year. And then we also did an English version, which is on YouTube as well. And I also did a version with just me singing, just in case I needed it at any point in time.
So there's a version, Joe, of just you doing that song that you have in the can?
Yeah, I got it. It's me, and, you know, I do the second verse. I do all the choruses. There's no Maria. It's my song. So I said, why don't I throw the second verse on there, you know, finish it off. So, yeah, so I've got that, too. So I didn't know if it was really going to be on this new album that I'm doing, because just for interest, the new album that I'm doing is going to be what I call modern classic rock. It's classic rock, great melodies, great songs, but modernized, you know, a little bit more edgy, a little bit more this or that. So for all the classic rock fans out there that are starving for classic rock, I said, you know, I'm going to go back to my roots and I'm going to write some really great songs with two Swedish friends of mine. They're artists and producers. These guys are amazing. And we've come up with, at so far, 10 amazing songs. Every song, if I played it for you, Eric, you're going to go, this is a hit. This is a hit. This is a hit. So I can't wait for that to come out. I wanted to do something completely different than Belly of the Beast because that was a special project. I may go back to some melodic metal. I don't know. You know, an artist should never sort of stagnate and stay in the same lane. It's got to move around. So I thought this was a great idea, modern classic rock. So Forever would also fit into that category.
Well, I got to tell you, that excites me. And I know you just excited a lot of listeners because the world needs more Joe Lynn Turner. And you're right. You know, one of the success of this show is new music from classic artists who are doing great melodic rock and roll. And that's what Joe Lynn Turner's known for.
That's very true. And it's back to sort of the roots, you know, and no harm in that. So as long as I would kick it up a notch, you know, and what I mean is I call it modern classic rock because it does have some modern edges to it, you know, guitar sounds and production values and things like that. But it is classic rock. So we're bringing that into a new era, you know? So I think it's going to be very exciting for people to actually hear this again coming from me. And I got to tell you, it's probably going to be the strongest classic rock album I've ever done because the songs are amazing. They're amazing.
That is amazing. We cannot wait. Well, with no further ado, let's play this amazing single. This is Joe Lynn Turner, Forever, WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
Can our hearts be true?
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, WWRO Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, Time Travel Radio. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and what a special night. Guys, we've got one of the all-time greats. If he's not in your top five, well, you've got a crummy top five. Talking about Joe Lynn Turner on the radio with us tonight. And Joe, I'll tell you what, you know, every time I'm together with you, I think about I need to do a special of just the greatest rock and roll vocalists, and you'd play a heavy part of that show. How do you do it? You know, so many singers we watch, they can't hit notes, they struggle to sing, the timbre of their voices they're almost unrecognizable, and not Joe Lynn Turner. What has been your secret for sounding so good for so long?
Well, it's really unfortunate, you know, that these amazing singers, my idols in many cases, are having vocal trouble. We're not getting any younger. And it's a proven biological fact that as you get older, I remember my vocal teacher telling me this 40 years ago, as you get older, your voice will drop. Your voice will drop. It's a biological fact. Now, you do have exceptions. Glenn Hughes, my buddy Glenn, you know, he's one of the only ones I think that has remained like ridiculously in the stratosphere. But that's an anomaly.
Yeah, I'll throw another one in there. Mickey Thomas, he is just like Glenn. Hits those notes like, yeah.
I know Mickey very well. Traveled and toured with Mickey and did great shows with him. Yes, he can still do that. So this is a gift. This is a biological gift. So anyway, when you have singers that don't have that particular persuasion, they're going to hurt their larynx trying to sing in the same key. Steven Tyler was bleeding from the throat. I hope Steven comes back. He's one of the absolute greatest. Bon Jovi had trouble. Springsteen had trouble. And these are just a few greats to mention. And I started to worry about that a bit myself. I said, because look, I am getting older. And if you're not singing all the time, you do have to sort of brush up and exercise, because it's all about stretching, you know? And so what I did, and I'll be very honest with you, a lot of times during live shows, if I'm doing successive live shows, which are very